who has made it his life's work to debunk the so-called miracle powers of God men the world over, has said that he is afraid for his life. Among those he has challenged is Satya Sai Baba, a mystic who has thousands of followers in South Africa. The man has said to expose fraudulent practices amongst miracle workers. The man who is said to expose fraudulent practices amongst miracle workers is Dr. Abraham T. Kovor, who recently held a spellbinding magic show at the Bangalore Town Hall to debunk the miracles of God-men. He claimed that several of the tricks demonstrated had in fact been learned from persons who had duped the public that they could perform miracles and other extraordinary actions. And this, he believed, would lead to an attempt on his life. Quote, "I am not afraid of God, they don't exist. But I am afraid of God-men, because they are lies. They have thugs as acres. If a good man like Gandhi could be assassinated, what keeps a Kabur from suffering the same fate?" Addressing a press conference, Dr. Kabur implied that an attempt might be made on his life if he tried to expose the fraud practice by God-men, because this would involve a physical search of the persons involved. Hence his insistence that his investigation would have to be preceded by their permission of these so-called registered letters. Today, he said, he had written 6 registered letters to Satya Sai Baba, issuing his famous challenge, but had no reply from him as yet. Asked how he produced ash and other objects out of nowhere, Dr. Kovor indicated that one of the methods was by concealing the objects to be materialized inside of his coat. He left with pure sleight of hand. Photographs of him, Sai Baba, exposing his coat had been published, both in the national and international press, he said, reporting that Hatayogi L.S. Rao had confessed to him that his much-vaunted show of walking on water had been pure trick designed to make some money, Dr. Kapoor said. How long can the government of India tolerate such hoaxes who claim to have supernatural powers and explore the ordinary man?
He gives this Masala to show to the Indian government officials.
Just as it has dealt with black marketers and smugglers, it is high time the government took immediate action to round up all those who claim supernatural powers. While he was happy that Bangalore University had already established a committee to investigate miracles and superstitions, he cautioned them to be very careful, as even the scientists were not infallible.
And the scientists?
They're also fallible. They can also make mistakes. Experts misled. For instance, investigators in universities in the West were known to have been misled by tricksters who claimed parapsychological powers. One of them
invents something big ones. Papa was saying about God was something big like the Gotolites.
One of them was Yuri Geller, an ordinary street magician who succeeded in hoodwinking 2 scientists of the Stanford Research Institute. He claimed that he was able to perform miracles with psychic powers obtained from a computerized brain 13 million light years away in space. Very far away in space, there's a computerized brain thing.
This man, Yuri Geller, he had a space show. He would get one iron bat and spare acid, and the iron bat would bend like this. And he could bend, he could put it through the pan of the open pan of his head, and it would bend. It became very famous overnight.
They bend in iron.
In case of that, that was also the series of bending sheets. Bending sheets.
Donkey.
Like Indian guardmen who had talented propaganda agents, Geller too had one. Dr. Kovor in fact claims that G.K. Swami Nathan, one of the magicians who performed some startling acts at the show, had disguised himself as a swami, sleep with saffron robes, and had spent a few months in the ashram of a highly popular godman near Bangalore. from whom he had picked up his repertoire of tricks. Exposing fraud was his mission in life, said Dr. Kabor. He would continue to write letters to Godmen and miracle makers in the hope that they would accept his challenge someday. In the same newspaper, there's a nice article about Juggernaut.
Yeah,
read
that.
Juggernaut Festival will come. One of India's biggest and most ancient religious festivals, Rathi Ratha, the Festival of the Chariots, which has been enacted in several Western cities in recent years, to be staged in South Africa in July. The festival in honor of Lord Krishna is planned to be held in Durban next month by the local branch of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, widely known as the Hare Krishna Movement. Based on the thousands of years old annual parade of the three main deities of the Jagannath Temple on huge chariots through the streets of Puri, Orissa, the festival has been staged by devotees of Lord Krishna in major world cities such as London, Paris, New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Chicago, Montreal, and Melbourne, following the spreading of Krishna consciousness among thousands of Westerners in the decade since the founding of the movement in 1966 by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Almost a million devotees participate in the chariot festival held every summer at Puri, where they offer oblations to Lord Krishna, lend their hands, hugging the ropes, to pull the huge chariots, line the grand routes, or simply attend to see the color and pageantry from high vantage points. Juggernaut. The three colossal chariots from which the term Juggernaut is derived carry the three Juggernaut deities of Lord Balaram, the Lord who gives spiritual strength and pleasure, Lady Subhadra, one who is the auspicious one, and Lord Juggernaut, the Lord of the universe, with a capital L. On the 3-kilometer journey symbolizing Lord Krishna's visit to the town of his childhood pastime. This year, ISKCON will sponsor Rathi Ratha festivals in 10 cities worldwide. Durban, however, is not amongst them, as the Hare Krishna movement is fairly new and has not yet established itself on a firm basis and increased its following in Durban. Branch members are enthusiastic and are hoping to organize a procession of their own through the streets of Durban to coincide with the festivals which will be held in several major cities. They want to. I told them that it's better to wait until they have some more local support, because they would have to have genie wishes. And I don't think they're ready for the Juggernaut genie. It's only 11 degrees. So when they have some more local support,
no, this Juggernaut festival will be participated by all the Indians.
Oh, yes.
There is no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
So our two men, and with the cooperation of the local Indians, it can be successful.
No doubt, but what about the daily worship? Should we have Juggernaut deities not possible for worshipping them? Should we have them just for the festival?
When the difficulty of worshiping, you are already worshiping Gauri Sankara.
Yes.
So what is the difficulty? The same.
Well, I'm just afraid that
Jesus
is
gone. If you are worshipping the Tango, and I'm in Jagannath, where is the difference?
We only have two Brahmins in South Africa.
No, one Brahmin is it.
Oh.
Only one hand.
Okay. According to Rinagar Brahmachar, head of the local mission, the festival of the chariots glorifies Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe, and the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra by people of all ethnic and religious backgrounds in cities in the world. The cities of the world over has turned into a truly international event. Durban, with its large Hindu population, is aware of the divine status of Lord Krishna, and we pray that by organizing our own chariot festival, we will be able to extend our message to a wider audience.
They're eager. They didn't, yes, they live life, the Hindus.
No doubt.
Immediately I'll find them. I ran in San Francisco on the track. So you can begin in that way.
That was the first rock concert?
Yes, sir. I suggested Samson that on a track you make a rough like dome and put this in your taxes.
It was in New York?
It was in San Francisco. The beginning was in San Francisco.
There was pictures of you riding on that red path. That was a show?
No.
Oh,
That was the second. This paper is conducted by the Indians?
Yes. It is produced one of the all of the Indians in Germany. There is a national Indian.
Okay, two things are very important. Condemning this time hour.
Yes.
Welcoming all of this.
We have two copies.
Our names are also there. Indirectly.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada mentioned Hare Krishna movement.
Actually, it is that meeting. Magic gender. Even during the time of Krishna, such lectures are there, formed up. So Krishna is present immediately. Cut off his head. This will be immediately cut off their head. Yeah. That is the only punishment. And then you told
me. Yes, also that they called the department the Department of Hindu Studies at all Indian universities in Germany. And when Srila Prabhupada visited South Africa, the president of the university was a European gentleman. He very much appreciated our philosophy and the need for the Department of Hindu Studies. So Srila Prabhupada recommended Srila Prabhupada his application. They limited the choices for the PhD in charge of the Department of Hindu Studies to three, as one of them is Sarupa. So these are possibilities.
Sarupa was likely the best candidate. And the others, but they don't know. All other PhDs, they are simply robbers. They actually have no knowledge. So the Prabhupada has solid knowledge, he has that. Therefore he is writing all these books. He has rejected his so-called scientific knowledge. He has completely understood the so-called scientific knowledge is over. There's no solid background. Now he's writing books. And this morning, last night also, I got him from Bhagavatam. I told you so much. The first priority is first. And nobody can deny this. The wise hand of us. Nobody has deny this point. Sunday, Monday, personal Sunday, then Monday. Why not Monday, Sunday? That is, according to the planetary elements, the Saturn is the last planet. That is admitted in the Bhagavatam. So, Sun is first, then Moon, then Mars, then Jupiter, then like that. Last. Saturn. And that is anywhere. So, why is the modern science is changing? The Monday part, or Moon part, Sun. What is your reply? You sometimes suppose.
I'm just drawing.
What is your argument?
Well, just because Sunday comes before Monday, that's an interpretation to say, therefore the sun is bigger than the moon. Sunday may be the first day of the week and then Monday, but that doesn't mean the sun is closer than the moon. Just because Sunday is the first day of the week.
No, why this arrangement? There must be some arrangement to parallel system. It's like first, second, third, fourth, it's like that. Therefore, Sunday is first. Not whimsical. Suppose there is a system. First, second, third, fourth. So according to that, the dates are there. Not whimsically, first one means such Satana, first one means Jupiter. Not that. You cannot do that. Why should you do that? Because you are sitting, three first, three second, you are like that. And not that, although he is sitting there, you get the glossy, no? It is, of course, very simple question, but it has got some intelligence. We must get some intelligent answer, ordinary answer to them. And so far, I questioned so many persons. They are not this way. So, Damodar has not. He said, I am.
That's out of the challenge.
Now you are surrounded by this Vedic planetary based science, so that people will come and see. From the description of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he prepared this Vedic planetary. How do you like this idea, Vedic planetary?
Like very nice idea.
You also like? So I like this project. Vedic planetary.
Where will this be?
Mayapur.
No.
My idea is to attract people of the whole world to Mayapur. So we are just trying to acquire 350 acres of land from the government. It is going on in the consensus. Some men are against and some are in favor, but those who are against, they have counted
90 acres since 2004.
Yes.
In my personal,
in the local forest. So all of you now make a complete idea how to make Vedic planetary planetarium. Another question, why in every map the northern side is accepted? Can anyone answer this? North, south, south is considered down, east, west. Why not otherwise? I can make east on the other side. Why it is north only upset? Can anyone answer?
It might have something to do with the magnetic poles. The magnetic force pole is always pulling to the north.
There is a pole star. Huh? Yes. That is the upside of the universe. And that we have described in the Bhagavad. This is the five of us, the whole planetary system of the universe, principle.
That's fascinating also, because they see that all of these stars and constellations going around
the world. The modern astronomy tribunals say like that.
They don't say that it's moving around. They have some other
issues.
That is their imperfect.
They say that it's fixed.
Yeah.
They say that all that is fixed, but that it doesn't resolve the world. They say everything moves to the post.
Oh, it's very sweet. That is. But all that is like fire. Move on. Of those are three in spread, down, root is upward.
The scientists also say all of the stars are moving around. But they don't say the earth is moving around.
Why not? What is it now? Since all the stars are moving around, that is a nonsense. On the earth is popular, everyone is better. In the Bhagavad it is said every planet is full of Janati. Janati. Janati is number full of me.
That chapter is said.
And these are patients, there is no life, you know. Moon planet is accepted as a heavenly planet, and these are present in the sand. And we have brought the sand. It is one of the heavenly planets.
Most of the time, some certain planets, they are beaming radio messages into space. Perhaps there is someone intelligent there, and they will gain that.
Their knowledge is parat.
Yes.
It is nonsense. They are not exact knowledge. Parat. Parat is not knowledge.
We have one CIA agent. Previously, he was a CIA agent. I was told the story, I don't know. Anyway, I told the lady. So they were doing an experiment in the Bahama Islands on Sardis. They were all very high interest. They were developing a certain radio beam to measure the beams which are given off from other planets, thinking that maybe these intelligent beings, they're sending some message out. So they developed this way of censoring the beams which were coming from the North Star. And as he said, and he was serious, I told him, he's been Indian now, Siddhartha or Bodhisattva. He said that when they focused on the North Star and they got the beam there, when they translated it, it came out to be the Maha Mantra. Yes. And so we went to the Department of Intelligence. And they went to the United States Army because this was an army project. And when the army got over it, they said, oh, you people are all nonsense. Just ban this project.
That really Narottam Das Thakur has sung Golokera Premon Thano Harinama Sankirtan. Harinama Sankirtan is not the mundane sound, it's coming from there. Golokera Premon Thano Harinama Sankirtan. It's not material. And if it's material, how would it be so effective? That's a fact. Sound is, beam is coming. So this professor, like Jesus Christ, any man, is here. Is that service? Dhira and Dhira. Of course, we are distributing this knowledge, both the Dhira and Dhira. Krishna Tita Nagana Natsana Paro, Imam Vipamani Dhira Dhira Janapri. Both the Dhira and Dhira. Everyone will like it. Dhira, dhira janatpuri, priyatalo. Not that only those who are dhira would like it, but adhira, dhira. Dhira, dhira janatpuri, priyatalo. Vinnatpuri, dhira. Sri Chaitanya Sivabharo, Guru Dhuva, Bhara, Mishakato, Bandhe, Guru Kasana, Sri Jindya.
Someone else coming at 7 o'clock. What church is it?
Holy Trinity Church. Catholic.
And that's what I just need to know. It's very windy tonight, you know, so
what is
it? King of whatever you decide. You're flying. That's the other thing that's just a better.
Yes, before the
Sunday
car is not possible to be made, but you will notice it. They can do it on the back of a flat truck, they can't.
Different party and track, they're all Indian system.
One thing though, July is like in Melbourne, it's winter time here. So is it okay if they have the festival in summer months?
In Melbourne?
Not necessary. Not necessary.
As they do in Melbourne in the summertime?
They have it in January, I guess. Because I guess that was kind of issue in somewhat motion.
Is this now weekend, eh?
Yes, next time. Middle of the mission. Very cool.
Then they can make rock on radio.
Yes.